I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Category 4 Hurricane Beryl is expected to bring life-threatening winds and flash flooding on Monday to the Caribbean's Windward Islands. Reuters' Sarah Kerjasny reports.
Beryl has already made history as the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record, and it's expected to bring life-threatening winds and flash floods to the island on Monday. Justina is a manager at a hardware store in Bridgetown.
We opened about half an hour earlier this morning to accommodate the rush, and they have been buying generators, everything you can think about they're getting.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the hurricane was located about 250 miles southeast of Barbados on Sunday afternoon, with winds of 130 miles per hour. It is rare for a major hurricane to appear this early. In May, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted above normal Atlantic hurricane activity for 2024 due to warm ocean temperatures.
That was Sarah Kerjasny from Reuters. Marine Le Pen and her far-right National Rally Party have won the majority of votes in the first round of France's snap election. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire on Monday ruled out calling on voters to choose a far-left candidate from the France Unbowed party if that was the only realistic option to stop a candidate from the far right. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Participation was high in the first round on Sunday, underlining how France's rumbling political crisis has energized the electorate. Macron will remain president after the election, but he will have to pick a prime minister from whichever party or alliance can command a majority in the National Assembly, regardless of how divergent their policies are from his own. France's electoral system can make it hard to predict the distribution of seats, and the final outcome will not be known until the second round of voting ends on July 7th.
Reuters' Alice Rizzo. This is VOA News. A Palestinian health official says Israel released 55 Palestinians on Monday whom it had detained from Gaza, including the director of the territory's main hospital, Mohammed Abu Salmiya. In video comments aired by Palestinian media following his release, he accused Israeli authorities of subjecting Palestinian detainees to daily physical and psychological humiliation. Israeli authorities have denied such allegations. In Glasgow, Scotland, voters in the UK general election are poised to desert the Scottish National Party and re-establish Labour in its former fiefdom, setting back Scotland's bruised independence movement.
Tactically, I think Labour really is the only option in Scotland, you know, if you want to see change. And I think that's kind of generally what me and my peers are doing.
There's a wide range of opinions about what will be best for Scotland, including the long-fought battle for independence.
I'll vote SNP, always. Not because I'm an SNP lover, but I want Scotland to be independent. And then once Scotland are independent, and then I'll rethink like where my red lines are.
Some voters are simply disenchanted.
It's a waste of my time giving anybody my vote, because I feel as if they all do the exact same thing. They argue amongst each other, they promise you the world, and nothing comes of it.
Labour hopes a strong showing in Scotland will propel it towards taking charge in Edinburgh at the next Scottish Parliament elections in 2026, for the first time in two decades, pushing the idea of independence further down the road. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide the immunity question for former President Donald Trump Monday. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
This is the final day of the High Court's term, with an answer expected on whether Donald Trump can be charged in connection with the U.S. Capitol insurrection of 2021. Criminal charges were announced against former President Donald Trump in August of 23 by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith.
An unprecedented assault. The seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
But Trump's lawyers say he's immune from prosecution because he was the president at the time. Observers say by waiting until now, the Supreme Court justices have reduced, if not eliminated, the chance Trump would stand trial before the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A six-legged Chinese robot guide dog is currently being field tested in Shanghai. It can communicate by listening and speaking with AI technology incorporated in its voice recognition, route planning capabilities, and traffic light recognition. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.